Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The agreement that was reached in the Senate includes three key provisions. The first is, while it does require mandatory labeling of GMO food products, it allows for three different options for how that labeling can be done on the package. One is to actually put the label itself on the package. Second is to just place on the package a symbol that will be developed with USDA, which would indicate that it's a GMO product or contains GMO ingredients. And thirdly would be to put a electronic scan code on the package where consumers can scan that code and be taken to a website that provides detailed information about the products that are contained.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Excludes or exempts any feed products from being considered GMO when it comes to the meat or dairy products or other things that are coming from the animals that may have consumed GMO products. That's a key important provision for the cotton industry and specifically the cottonseed sector, given so much of our cottonseed goes into dairy cattle feed, so that that feed does not have to be considered GMO when it comes to whether or not the milk and other products from the dairy would have to be labeled as containing GMO. The other important issue for cotton is when it comes to cottonseed oil and the various food products and where that is used as an ingredient or as a cooking oil. It's important that we get this in place as it relates to both cottonseed that's used as feed as well as cottonseed oil itself.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
It's important that some federal legislation be enacted to preempt the various state laws like Vermont and others that will be coming later so that we don't have a patchwork of these various state labeling requirements.